Hey, the Canadian Navy recently intercepted a boatload of people off the West Coast, and the Navy now is in a pretty awkward position because the boat was not heading to America, it was going to Mexico. Why? Well, the people on board said, "We're white, we're Canadians, we're at retirement age, so we're trying to get to Mexico so then we can come back to Canada as illegal immigrants and we'll make more money." That's kind of our plan, right? Jeez, who would have thunk that? Okay, here we go with regard to genders. Gender talk in Canada, that's kind of all the Prime Minister does talk about. I use the pronouns his and hers, gender, you know, blah, blah. It's just a pronoun of sorts, I guess. I mean, I would just call it it. Liberals want us to lose our identity, so we're weak, passive, and obedient. They get power by getting men to be not men and act like you're a feminist and walk around with your wrist kind of moving funny. And they somehow think that that makes them more powerful because they have more control over that particular man. Gender talk and climate change and so much more is basically a war on our culture, but also on men. Women too, to a degree, but first thing you have to do is get rid of those men. You got to destroy what's inside them, take the nerves and kind of cut them in half a little bit and make them something else, make them puffy and kind of obedient, just like the liberals are. That seems to be their gig. I mean, nobody will ever get it. I mean, you know what? They have the IQ of turnips, most of these guys, these liberal guys in Canada, at least, and other places as well, dumb as sticks, right? But they're winning. So what do we do? You got to push back. You got to stop being nice. Think of John Wayne. All of you guys that know what's right, y'all got to sit down and force yourself to watch a couple of movies, John Wayne movies. And when you leave the theater or leave your screen, I guess, if you watch it on YouTube, you'll feel better. Just saying. Alleged wrongdoing and mismanagement is going on now in British Columbia, Canada, and the Liberal people there are saying, the Speaker's Chief of Staff is saying he's a Liberal, I think at least, all these bad things, and he says, "You've never seen anything like it, it's going to get worse." Well, you know what, we have, and I don't know that anybody could even care anymore. We're all almost immune to that stuff because you guys steal from us every day. We need somebody to fix the system in Canada, the United States, and everywhere else around the world. White people, people that aren't white, there's sessions now routinely being held in businesses, professional offices, medical schools, universities, and even kindergartens, whose purpose is to teach about the evils of white privilege. True, it's happening. Wow, white skin privilege is the only ethnic group that's okay to single out and abuse, and it's going on all of the time. And guess who leads most of these classes? White people, white liberals. They're against their own people. Why? What do we do other than just be white? Leave us alone. Good bloody grief. Conservative leader in Canada, Andrew Scheer, he recently said, "My party's core message is that a conservative government will focus on balancing the books and making life affordable for Canadians. Today's deficits are tomorrow's taxes." Sounds nice, but he's your typical politician. Elect me, and I'll lower your taxes. And I'm going to give you a whole bunch more free stuff, right? How do you do that? You can't. But he's like everybody else. His mouth opens and a bunch of nonsense falls out. Give us a couple of the facts. Give us some conservative information. That'd be nice. If you're going to really lower our taxes in Canada and make it affordable for us, again, you have to sell stuff that you don't need. It's kind of like if you live in a house and you got all this furniture around, you're tripping over top of it and you're making payments on every sofa, maybe sell something, get rid of the payments, get rid of the couch, you can walk around and have a little bit of freedom of movement. He doesn't say any of that. He's just your typical politicians. In the United States of America, the CDC recently found that guns were used 2.4 million times. Reported times, probably that many or more, were not reported. However, we'll go with the reported ones. 2.4 million times per year, last year, in a defensive capacity, far more often than used in homicides and other tragic incidences. What does that tell you? What that tells me is that guns in the hands of good people is a good thing. Y'all go out and buy a gun. See ya.